Okay, so what's the one problem from yesterday? Which is, why would I think that by Machteras, the only way to kill him is to hit him? What's the whole sense to that? Hit him, we say, means like impact, right? It doesn't necessarily mean hitting him with your fist or your hand, but it would even include throwing a rock at him or shooting an arrow at him. But it excludes, like Rashi says, what does it exclude? Excludes. Says, Alola Chonko, Labiel Bamayim. Not to strangle him, to drown him in water. Okay, that I'd say you can't do. Only Hakka, so no, only something like Hakka you could do. So I think that's where we're up to. I mean, we have to give that step. I mean, from there, hopefully the rest of the show unfolds. But I mean, that's the major problem which we didn't answer yet. Okay, so do we have any ideas? Okay, so let me go one step further, I think, than you guys are trying to go. But I think the approach is good. You'll tell me if you like, maybe you can help me tighten it up, what I'm saying. But like you said, is good. It's like you're not just killing the guy. The guy's not intrinsically chayav misa. Right? It's not like he did a crime. He didn't even do anything yet. Right? So he started stealing, but he didn't do a capital crime yet. The idea is, though, is that he's a machteras. And machteras is gonna kill. Right? We assume he's gonna kill. And since we assume he's gonna kill, you have a right to, the Torah rendered an anal dumb and allows you to kill him. But the whole right to kill him is in order to prevent this whole thing from going down. Right? That's your right to kill him. It's not just time to kill the guy. It's in order to prevent this whole prevent the whole machtera situation. Okay. So you could almost say, it's like almost like the Baal Bayis could say, I wasn't killing him. I was just stopping him from breaking in. I was just stopping him from killing me. In other words, the idea is like it's not just a permit. You say it's not just a permit to murder the guy or to kill the guy. The idea is it's a permit to stop the machteras, and the killing him is just like my method of stopping the machteras. Right? And that's what I'm doing. Is by killing him, I'm stopping the machteras because I know what's going to happen. So what I do is the Torah is permitting me, it allows me to kill him because the Torah knows that you have to stop the thing, and through hitting him. So you're stopping machteras. So if you say is you give the guy a big whack, and that whack is that which is stopping the machteras. And yeah, it's killing him, but it's stopping the machteras. Right? It's stopping the break-in. Okay. But if you would let's say you drown the guy or choke the guy, you know. So the idea is like this is that let's say that's a process that takes like a minute. Right? Let's say. Okay. It's not like an action of smacking the guy. It's a process, right? Now, I'd say it's like once you, like, there's length to the process. Now, which part of the process kills him? The end part, right? And which part of the process stops the machteras? The beginning, right? Because basically the guy's breaking in. Is in like, and once you attack the guy, and let's say start choking him or whatever, so now look, he may restart it up again or whatever, but the guy's no longer breaking in, trying to see, he's no longer stealing your stuff, now basically you're in the middle of choking the guy. Right, so the process, the initiation of the process stops the machteras, and then you're going to continue the process, I guess because you don't want him to start it again, or whatever, because he's a little dumb, and why not, might as well just keep going here. So then, and then you're going to kill the guy. So the thing is you may say that the Torah, the matir, to kill the guy, the rishus to kill the guy, it's permitted, it's not permitted to just kill a guy, it's permitted to stop the machteras through a deathly blow. You know what I mean? Like, you could do an action of stopping the machteras, even if that action is an action of death. You know what I mean? But that's the permit is where the action is like a dual action. An action of killing and stopping the machteras. But once it's an extended process, it's not through a hit, something like a hit, but it's an extended, lengthy process. So now the killing is no longer tied in, no longer concurrent with the stopping the machteras. Okay, the action of the killing is, you'd say, the last holding on of him choking. But the stopping the machteras already took place prior to that. So you'd say you have no resistance to do that. The resistance is limited to a killing with a yikahu. Yikahu ain ladamim. If you hit him. So the hitting him is the very thing which is the very thing which is killing him is the very thing which is stopping the machteras. Like an instantaneous. That's what I'm learning. I'm learning like kigon haka'a. But he says like kigon haka'a means like an instantaneous, a maisa of killing. There's like there's processes of killing someone, and then there are maisim of killing someone, the actions of killing someone. And he says, you'd say is that viko vames. And you hit him and he died. It's describing a thing. You just go, and it's like in a second. You have like these crimes, which are like, they depict the crime of a guy who just like in 1 second kills a guy versus like a drawn out process where he was chasing the person and going after them and a long drawn out killing. There's like two different types of killing. There's a drawn out killing and then there's an action of killing. So you say it is, kagoniko means an action of killing someone. It's permitting you to do an action of killing because that action is simultaneously an action of stopping the machtaras and the action of killing the guy. But once there's process and there's time in the thing, so then really what stops the machteris is the beginning of the process, and again maybe it doesn't terminate it, because maybe the guy could start again or whatever. But essentially, I mean, now the guy's defending himself; he's no longer breaking into your house and taking your things and ready to kill you. So that the beginning of the process is that which stops the machteris. The end of the process is that which kills him. So you'd say you have no resource to do that. Look, bottom line is the guy's hanging on dumb. But you say the Torah is no rishus. The Torah didn't give you rishus to kill him in that manner. Presumably, if you did it, you wouldn't be chayiv misa because he's nail dumb. Right? But it's still there is the rishus aspect. Right? Manifesting. The havmina is that the rishus to kill the guy is you're allowed to kill a guy like an action which is like manifestly the stopping of the maltaris. It's like an action which is. Not just permitting you to do a maisa of murder. It's doing a permission. It's like permitting you to do an action, which is like a dual maisa. And so far as the character of stopping machteres is implicit in the action, it's allowing you to kill a guy. But short of that, the Torah didn't give you a rishus. I mean, killing guys knows a small matter. And the Torah is the rishus. It's only extended to insofar as it's not just spilling the guy's blood, it's stopping machteres. Now, once it's a process, you've already stopped the machteres. Essentially, you've stopped the danger. You've stopped the crime. Stopped him from coming in and breaking in and whatever. Once you start the chokehold. Even if technically you want to say he still has the status of machteres, which is a question. But still, it's the killing of the guy is no longer. It's like the situation of machteres is already gone, and now he's just a guy who's. Whatever, I guess that's why you're doing it, because he was the guy who broke into your house, but it's not like, it's like the way the Torah describes it. Torah's going to be, machteres imotzei haganav. If you find the guy in the breaking in, v'hiko, and you hit him, so it's describing a certain scene. Scene is like you're stopping him from breaking in, you're stopping him from machteres. That's what you'd say the Rishus says. Rishus is not just giving you hands down permission to just kill the guy. Okay, let's define it a bit better. Right, so let's say we go for this. So now the question is, so what's the maskana? Because the maskana is saying is, no, you still have a right to kill him, even through choking him, even through anything, right? Any method of killing him is going to is permitted. Any method is permitted. So what's the maskana? What's the maskana? Okay, anyone else? Okay, so maybe like this, is that... See, definitely, even what's happening? If you hit him, if you give him a good hit, right? So the hit, the action of hitting him, is the action of killing him and an action of stopping machteres. Okay, but when you drown him, there's a gap, right? Again, there's a gap. So you're stopping machteres with him right at the beginning of the thing. And then the hitting him, the killing him, is after that. So the killing him is not like an action of stopping machteres, okay? But the objective of the killing him is a killing of stopping machteres. Because this is what I'm doing. I mean, I'm not just going and killing the guy. I'm not just for fun killing him. The reason why would I choke him? Because I have to stop the guy. And it's true. The second I start choking him or whatever, he's not machteris anymore. But if I let go, then he's gonna be machteris again, and then he may kill me. So the idea is that when I'm killing him, it's not an action of stopping machteris. See, when it's in an instant, it's like the maisa is like simultaneously maisa stopping machteris and a maisa of killing. But here, it's a killing whose objective is stopping machteris. It's a killing whose aim is to prevent the outcome of machteris. So in other words, the Havamina was that the Torah only permitted you when it's that aim is like implicit in the action, where the action is simultaneously an action of stav machteris and an action of killing. Kamashmalan, the Yerushos is extended to a killing which is serving the objective of stopping the machteris. Even though it's not like simultaneous, and therefore it's not implicit in the very identity of the action, but it's basically killing him in order to stop the machtaris, in order to stop it. So reshus doesn't have to be in like the definition of the action, but it could be in the objective of the action. It permits you to kill him because why are you allowed to kill him? Because you know that he's going to kill you. So he's an aim l'dam, and you're allowed to kill him as long as that's what you're doing. You're trying to stop the guy from killing him. So if that's the only thing you can do is to kill him through choking him, then you can do that. That will exist. When it's in the maisa, when it's an instantaneous death, it's like the stopping the machteras and the killing him, like halachically coexist. It's like there's a guy who's a machteras, he's a type of a ganav, and the very action of the blow is halachically the cessation of the machteras and the killing of the guy. But when you're choking him, it's like there's the killing isn't an action; it's like a process. There's a process of killing him, and the process is not. It's not a. There's such a thing as a process of murder. So there's no process of stopping machteras. It's basically you're doing a process of murder whose objective is to stop the guy, and which functions to stop the machteras. But it doesn't like, they don't have lachic coexist. It's motivated by that. But it's like, it doesn't have the manifest of the character in the killing itself, that it's a killing of stopping machteris. And you'd say is that the reshus is only where that's what's manifest, that's what's going on here. You know, it's just to do it, unless that's like, they're clearly, it's an action of just, you're stopping machteris. You don't have permission to just have a whole attack on the guy. It's like, that's what he says. You don't have permission to have a whole attack on it. You have permission to stop the machteras, even if that's, you know, and to do it, to that action is an action of killing, even if it's an action of killing him. But it's not mattering a whole attack. Just so the maskana is that no, so since the objective here is to stop the machteras and protect yourself, as long as you're involved in that objective, so the matter extends to the matter is to prevent him from killing you, and even it doesn't have to be in like an action which has that character. It doesn't matter if they're split up. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I do also see it's like when you choke the guy. So the situation of machteras is like machteras is a guy who's involved in a process of stealing, you know, breaking in. So I mean, once you get your arms around his throat, he's not involved in that process anymore. I mean, the process is stopped. He could start it again or whatever, but I mean, essentially, he's not involved in that process. He's not involved in killing you. He's not involved in, you know, he's defending himself. Now, it's true is that he may, if you let go, then he may do that. He may continue. So this is the motivation of what you're doing here, of the continually putting the pressure on, is to prevent him from the outcome of the machtaras. But it's not like the action is any more like an action of stopping machtaras. It's an action maybe of preventing further machteris, or preventing him from doing it, you know, from re-emerging as a killer. So, but you'd say, is that the halacha, the Havamina is, if the way the Torah is written, the pasuk is describing it, is it's only permitting you when it's, in the action. The action is an action of stopping machteris, action of killing. Kamashmalan, as long as that's the reason for the thing, and therefore the Torah is allowing you to do it, as long as that's what you're accomplishing. What's the limud? Viko v'meis. V'meis. As long as you're involved in v'meis, that's any method of killing him, even though it's not like in Maisa HaKa. Because the stopping Definitely the thing is, like, where does the saving yourself come in here? Does it have to just be like the action is an action of stopping the machtaris and thereby saving yourself? Or is it enough that that's the motivation of the action? Even though the action is really became an action of an attack, since that's the framework of what's going on here and that's why you're doing it, that's enough to be a machtaris. Right, it's like the Havin would be is like the Rishus is tied in with the situation of the Machtaris. The Machtaris is the guy breaking into your house, and the Rishus of killing him is where the killing him is tied in, is manifestly related to the process of the Machtaris. Once he's involved in a process of the Machtaris, and the killing is the stopping of that process. As the process is there's a scene. And there's a scene of him coming in, and that's the killing has to be tied in with the machtar, with the scene of the break-in. But if you start getting into a whole fight with a guy, and then it takes time, so now the killing him is motivated by that, but the action of the killing him is separated from the process of the break-in. So you'd say that the rishus is only extended to where it's really. Where the killing is really the directly tied in with the break-in. Once it's split from it by time and by a whole process, an intervening process, and it's true, it's motivated by that, but it's not directly linked to that. So then he said, "There's no rishus." But you have to know the extent of where the Torah land gave its rishus. So the saying is, no, it gave the rishus as long as that's the objective, what you're involved in. See, I think it's good. It fits good with the setup framework we set up yesterday, which is that in terms of like the idea of the thing, if you look at the idea of the thing, is that we want to stop killers. Okay, so then you'd say, is why limit yourself to the technical halachic formulation of saying it has to be an action of simultaneously killing the guy and stopping the machtaris? You know, is the idea here? I mean, maybe you should do that. That's the mitzvah to do it and to manifest that that's what's going on here. But the whole idea of the thing is that we got to stop a murder. You know what I mean? So that's what the thought is, that you see, that's what we want to try to learn out, is you see by rotsayach, by actual murderer, the Torah is not so concerned about the actual method of sayach, of using a sword, but the main idea is get rid of the murderer from society. Now, yeah, there's a mitzvah of how to do it, but essentially the Torah set it up in a way that's interested in the goal of getting rid of the murderer. So you'd say, is you have the right to generalize to here also that when it comes to murderers, that's the method of the Torah. The Torah may set up the kohu, you should do it through hitting him, but essentially the Torah is saying is to carry out the objective of stopping the machteres guy from killing you. So who cares if it's implicit, if the action is the action of doing that, or that's what's going on here. That's the objective of what you're doing. So what it's saying is, but it's telling you is no, you have no right to, basically you don't have a right to universalize. But that is what it's teaching you. So you need a separate limit here to teach you that when it comes to machteras, it's not formulating the form which the Torah says of Yikaho illustrates, like is a form which illustrates that that's what's going on. That's the permit. The permit is because you're stopping machteras. But halachically, it set it up insofar as the goal, accomplishing the goal of preventing the guy from killing you. And therefore, it doesn't have to follow the exact surah which the Torah modeled. I mean, it's like the same. It's the same framework. What do you say, lechachila? If you could, should you have to hit him? Like, let's say you have two options available to you. At the end of the day, if you have the option of hitting him or the option of drowning him, should you have to hit him? I think that's the answer. I think so. You know, so the good thing is, the Rambam doesn't say anywhere that it's a mitzvah to do it through a hit blow. If you could, it doesn't have that. Yet, when it comes to rodeh by rotzeach, for instance, a murderer, the halacha is first he should. It's a mitzvah to kill Messiah. Really, it's chayav misa. It's a mitzvah, but it should do saif. And by gol adam, it's really halacha. Really, anyone could kill him. But it's a mitzvah that there should be rodeh by gol adam. But if not, the puzzle the Torah teaches you, riboy, even anybody. Yet here, it doesn't seem like it's saying is the mitzvah is to hit him, yet the inclusion is telling you, even if you can't hit him, you could do a different method. It seems like they're all a fair game at the Maskana. So I think the difference is, I think what Chaim is saying is good, is that over there, there's a mitzvah, there's a framework of like Mrs. Bezdin. So that's a mitzvah. It's an area of mitzvah. That's a mitzvah, say, for Bezdin to kill someone. So what it's saying is, there's a mitzvah of how to do it. or Goldam. And there's a mitzvah there, is that the Goldam should avenge the blood of the murderer. You know, but here, there's no mitzvah. For instance, there's no chiyuv altogether. Right? There's no chiyuv here. This whole thing is rishus. So the question is that where, how far does the rishus of the Torah extend? Does the rishus of the Torah only insofar as it's manifest, that it's directly related to the Machtaros, or does the rishus extend to the result? To the result of carrying out that you're preventing him from killing him. So it shows this, it's saying the rishus is even there. So for instance, there's rishus. Now what's the mitzvah? It's not a framework of mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to kill machtaros altogether. It's not a world of mitzvah. The whole question is, do I have permission, and how far does my permission extend? So just to say, you should do it that way. What do you mean I should? Well, where's the room for a should? There's no such thing as a should. The question is, am I allowed to do this? Am I not allowed to do this? When I say I'm allowed, then I'm allowed. But in Mises Bezdin, there is an idea, because it's a mitzvah asay. See, same as asay could have the right way to do it, the best way to do it, the second best way to do it. I mean, it's a framework of din. Here it's not din. You're not trying to do din here. You're just saying the Torah is defined as enel lamim prior to the din in order to prevent this thing, and it's permitting you to kill him. So once the Torah extends the permit. It could be the Torah Shebuchsav, though, describes it in this way, because the situation of Eko does manifest the concept, which is that you're killing him to stop him from Achteris. You know what I mean? So it's like it's written in that way because that's the concept. Even when you drown him, that's the concept of what's happening. It just, halachically, it doesn't have to be in the action itself. It could be based on the objective of your action. So in Torah Shebuch Sav, the Torah describes the case in that way. But now that it described it in that way, so you may think, oh, so maybe it's only limited to that case. So it says an extra Vayamos to teach you is that no, even though it's writing it in that way, it's not halach. The rishus is not halachically limited to that case. Describing it that way because that's the concept of the thing, but halachically it doesn't have to be manifest in the action that's what's going on, as long as that's the objective which is being carried out. You know what I mean, so that's like the derech of the Torah wrote it. It's like the simple pshat in the pasuk points to that idea. Yet the Torah writes an extra word to point you away from that halachic conclusion, although that idea is still the same idea. Okay, so what's next? So what are we going to do tomorrow? Tomorrow is what? Wednesday? So it should be good, right? Okay. So I guess we'll do Tan Rabban, Machtaros, Yenei Machtaros. The question is, if you don't find them breaking in, but you actually find them sneaking in, or you find them in your field, in your like garden or something. So he's not actually breaking in. Does it have to be specifically breaking in? Like the pasuk says, breaking in. Does it have to be breaking? Or let's say he just found the door open or whatever. I know you look. Yeah, he climbs up on your roof, or he goes through the door. The door's open. He didn't have to break in. Right? Does the same thing still apply or not? So that's the schema. Tan Rabban. Right. Yeah. So this just goes a few lines. How many else gone there? Let's see here. So the next thing. I mean, I'm not sure how long it will take, but after that, then there's the next Hanidach gets into this Asura thing. And you'll see there's like kind of two things. But I mean, the first one is this Gagach had to consider the Karpifo, which just goes until, basically, I guess the Tani Yidach. I mean, you can read through. Read straight till Katan Rodiv's Nitzar Hasrosh. Right. Till Esve, I guess. You read until Esve, Pshat. But then, I mean, the different issues we're going to have to take up one at a time. So one issue is this guy, if it's only breaking in or not, and then the next one is about whether you need Hasra, whether Machteres guy needs Hasra. Okay?